Different forms of business organization, module 2. In this module, we will discuss remaining two forms of business organization, that is cooperative society and joint stock company. First one, cooperative society. A cooperative form of business enterprises, in this form, the main motive is not earning profit, but the main motive of cooperative organization is mutual help. It works with the principle of each for all and all for each. Features of cooperative society. First one, voluntary membership. Everyone who wants to join the cooperative society can be a member. Legal status. All cooperative society needs registration, so it's having a legal state. Limited liability. Whatever the amount has been given up for becoming a member, that amount can be in a loss, but that is a limited loss. So therefore, the liability of members is limited. They are not liable to pay the debt of the cooperative society. Control. Here, the control is created on the democratic basis. And last, service motive. Definitely, cooperative society is created for the service motive, not for the profit motive. Merits of cooperative society. First one, equality in the voting status, limited liability, stable existence, economy in operations, support from the government, easy of formation. While the limitations, limited resources, inefficient management, lack of secrecy, government control and difference of opinion. Types of cooperative societies. Consumers cooperative society, producers cooperative society, marketing cooperative society, farmers cooperative society, credit cooperative society, cooperative housing society. After this, the last one form of the business is joint stock company. Joint stock company is a voluntary association of individual for profit having a capital divided into the transferable shares, the ownership of which is condition of membership. Features. The features of joint stock company are artificial person, separate legal entity, formation, perpetual succession, control, liability, common seal, risk bearing. Merits, limited liability, transfer of interest, perpetual existence, scope of expansion, professional management. Limitation, complexity in formation, lack of secrecy, impersonal work environment, numerous regulations, delay in decision making, oligarchic management, conflict in interest. Types of companies. On the basis of ownership, the companies can be classified into the following category: private company, public company. According to the Companies Amendment Act 2000, a private company is one which has a minimum 2 or maximum 50 members, restrict the right of member to transfer their share, doesn't offer its share to general public, doesn't invite general public to invest, has minimum paid up capital of rupees 5 lakh. Sorry, 1 lakh. Public company. A public company is one which has a minimum of 7 members and maximum no limit. Permit easy transfer of shares. Invite general public to subscribe to its shares. Has a minimum paid up capital of rupees 5 lakh. Next topic is formation of a company. The formation of a company involves 4 stages. First one, promotion. Second, incorporation. Third, capital subscription. Fourth, commencement of business. Promotion. This function or this step is performed by the promoter. The functions of promoter: identification of business opportunity, feasibility study, name approval, fixing the signatories to the memorandum of association, appointment of professionals, and preparation of necessary document. Second, incorporation. Incorporation means registration of the company as body corporated under the Companies Act 1956 and receiving certificate of incorporation. Third one, capital subscription. In this step, company have to collect the capital from the business, but before of that, company have to fulfill all the steps. First one, SEBI approval. Second, filing of prospectus. Third, appointment of bankers, brokers, underwriters. Fourth, minimum subscription. Fifth, application to stock exchange. Sixth, allotment of shares. The last stage, commencement of business. First, a declaration that 90% of the issued amount has been subscribed. A declaration that all directors have paid in cash. A declaration that above requirement has been completed. So, this is a complete 4 steps of formation of a company. Next, important document used in formation of a company. First one, memorandum of association. Second, articles of association, prospectus, statement lieu of prospectus. Here, memorandum of association. Memorandum of association is a compulsory document. Each and every company requires to create memorandum of association. It contains name clause, situation clause, object clause, liability clause, capital clause. Articles of association is a second important document. But a company who doesn't want to create its articles of association can adopt table A. Memorandum of association defines the relationship of the company with the world, while articles of association defines the how to achieve the object of the company. Third, prospectus. Prospectus means any document which invites deposits from public to purchase shares or debenture of a company. Next, statement of prospectus. A public company having a share capital may sometimes decide not to raise funds from the public because it may be confident of obtaining the required capital privately. In such case, it will have to title statement in lieu of prospectus with the registrar of the company. It contains information much similar so that of prospectus. The next topic is choice of a forms of business organizations. In this topic, we will decide which form of the business organization is better. Although, according to the new information received from the CBSE, this topic has been omitted. First one, cost and easy, capital consideration, nature of business, a degree of control, liability or degree of risk. That is the end of the chapter. Thank you.